Do you know that there is a vacuum in every human? Like there is an empty void waiting to be filled. Like every single person on earth has that emptiness in them. And until it is filled with the right thing or right personality or right spirit and so on, that vacuum will still be there. And that is why it is pertinent as human beings that we make efforts to fill that vacuum. What am I talking about? Well, let's find out. Hello there, welcome to Amit's special podcast with Amit Judy. It's your girl A to the M to the Y to the J-U-D-Y, Amit Judy. And as always, I am your favorite host on Amit's special podcast, where we are focused on helping you discover yourself, improve, grow, and transform your world, and be the very best version of yourself. Yeah, so we're here today with another exciting episode. It's been a while. Yeah, I know. Thank God for life and thank God for everything. So here on today's episode, I just want to pass across a very short message. You know, I just want you to know and to understand that emptiness that is in every single person, maybe it's in you, maybe it's been filled right now, I don't know. But then there's always that emptiness in every human being, and until it is filled up, there is no full satisfaction. Like there is no maximum satisfaction, there is no maximum happiness. And what possibly, because you know, it is only just one thing or one person that can actually fill that void, and that person is God. Yeah, it is only God and his spirit that can fill that void. You know, from the beginning, God said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness. So he created you and I in his own image, after his own likeness. And you know, therefore, we must always have to carry his spirit in us. You know, man was made from dust, and then the breath of the Almighty was breathed upon him, and then he made him a living being. So man therefore is made up of dust, of that's the flesh, then spirit, and then the soul. All right. And you know, when we're born into this world, we're born in our natural state with the whole sin of Adam and you know everything. So we still carry that sinful nature while we came to the world, while we were born on earth, because you know we came through the natural birth and stuff like that. So as we are natural in a natural state, we don't really know whether what we're doing is right or wrong. You know, we're just there in the natural state. But then when you come of age, or when you are at a certain point in time of your life, and you'll be like, really, what is this life all about for me? You know, that's when God comes in. You know, that's when that void, that emptiness in you begins to become more open, you know, more void, more you know, empty, and you would want to fill it up. And that's when you will need to sort, or you need to seek the face of God to fill that void up, because it's only God and his spirit that can fill up that emptiness, that void in you and in your spirit. I do not know if you understand what I'm saying. Well, all I'm saying in essence is that as a human in your natural state, you need to come to the level or to the point of realizing that you cannot exist on your own. You cannot exist outside of your main environment, which is God. God is your main environment, because he is the one that created you and he gave you his breath. So that spirit that he breathed, that breath that he gave you, that is, you know, maybe lying dormant somewhere in your spirit or somewhere in you, needs to be reactivated, needs to come out alive, needs to come up alive, you know. And it can only be done when you seek God. Bible says that you shall find me when you shall seek for me with all your heart. So when you seek God and you seek for that void to be filled, and then God comes in, and then you begin to feel fulfilled, you know, when the Spirit of God is upon you, guiding you, ordering your steps, directing your path, you know, making you walk in the right path, leading you. You know, there's this sense of fulfillment that you always have, that you will have, actually. So this podcast episode is trying to tell you, or trying to let you know, that if you still have that, you know, you'd feel it definitely. If there's still that void in you, that lack of peace, that restlessness, you know, that I think there is more to this life I'm living that I am not getting. When you begin to feel that way, just know that your spirit man is longing for God, is longing for that void to be filled. And it's at that point that you need to turn to God and ask him to fill you up. All right. So with that, we've come to the end of this episode. Well, I might talk more on it some other time, but for now, this is just a short message I have for you. So take it, soak it in, and begin to seek the face of God, the creator of the universe. And trust me, your life will not remain the same ever. So with that being said, we've come to the end of today's episode. I remain your girl, A to the M to the Y to the J-U-D-Y, and me, Judy. Until I come your way next time, bye for now. Thank you.